with you today and be with our church family. And we're just going to give you a couple announcements and then get into some music. Next, is that April 6th? I can't announce that. Okay, I'm not going to give that one. April 17th, Monday, Day of Hope and Fresh Food, 2 o'clock. May 7th is Pastor Kenny's installation service. Put it on your calendars because that's going to be really special. He has a lot of visiting family and pastor friends coming from Pennsylvania. Pastor Jim Sparks will be here. It's going to be really, really wonderful. That's great. So plan on it. And then the last one is just check out our newsletter if you haven't seen it yet. It is available to download, and it's also in paper form probably at the back. At the back. Yeah, check it out. And we're going to have prayer. Snack list. Dawn has it.
Good morning. It is on, isn't it? Good. I'm going to read to you some scripture this morning from Philippians 4. We're told not to be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. When we give our burdens to the Lord, and we trust Him, and we have faith that He'll take care of them, we don't have to be anxious. We don't have to be worrying. So that's why we have the prayer cards. That's why we do the prayer requests. If you haven't filled one out and you want to, they're in the back of the chairs in front of you. Just take and fill one of those out, put it in the plate when it comes back by, and it'll be taken care of next week and throughout the week will be prayed over. This morning, we have two here. One is for a dear friend of Mindy and I's, Kathy Zick. She needs healing from MS. It's really flared up bad for her, and she's not able to work. So please keep her in your prayers. Tammy asked for prayer for healing, so we'll keep Tammy in our prayers as well. Are there any other prayer requests this morning? Yes, ma'am. Evelyn, correct?
Yes.
Evelyn is moving on Wednesday, so we want to keep that in our prayers, both for the family and for Evelyn. It's going to be a little rough. Any other ones?
I have a praise. It's great to see you, Ralph. I'm so glad you're here today.
Praise the Lord.
I couldn't be here last couple of weeks because we're on a hospice, and they don't furnish these things. And without this, I can't go out to the mailbox. So anyway, I purchased one. And
are there any other praises this morning? Yes, Glenn.
Well, my back surgery is in 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
I'd like prayer for that. And my daughter and granddaughter are here.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glenda's going to be operated on for her back on the 25th, so we want to keep that as part of our prayers as well. Are there any other praises or prayer requests? Let's go to the Lord. Almighty God, we are truly grateful for this day, and we celebrate, Lord. We celebrate the resurrection. We celebrate what was done for us, and we praise you, Lord, for you are God and Savior and King. Lord, your word tells us that all healing comes in through and by you, and we thank you for that. And this morning, Lord, we lift Glenda to you. We pray that you would bless her, that you would watch over her, that you would guide the doctors and the surgeons, and that there would be a completely healed person coming out of that. No more back pain, no more trouble. We think of Evelyn, Lord, as she goes through this transition, and the family, Lord, bless them, watch over them, help them, Lord, through this, comfort and guide them. Just, Lord, be with them in a mighty way. We think of Tammy, Lord, and we just pray for healing there as well. For you, Lord, bring that healing. Bless her, Lord, with what she needs. And we pray, Lord, for Kathy Zick. We lift Kathy to you this morning. You know the whole situation, Lord. Multiple sclerosis is not a fun thing, Lord. So we just pray that you would give her strength and bless her through all of this. We praise you, Lord. We ask that you fill this place with your presence. For, Lord, we know that you are here, that you love us, and that you have made a way. And we are, again, grateful and thankful. In Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Amen.
All right, you want to stand with us and celebrate?
Buried, he carried my sins far away.
for inviting us into your presence. Resurrection power that is in him, you have given to us. And it is in us, and you dwell among us. up to new life. And you did not leave us in our grave. Praise you, God. Thank you, Jesus. You may be seated.
So the song's been stuck in my head. He's alive and unforgiven. Heaven's gates are open wide. So I'm going to share a parable Jesus shared with his disciples here. And it doesn't feel like it fits for Easter Sunday, but it's stuck with me all week. So this is the parable of the talents, and Jesus is talking to his disciples. They're asking him about the kingdom of heaven, and they're asking him about the end of the age and end times. And Jesus says, "For it is like a man about to go on a journey, and it is that meaning heaven, the kingdom of heaven, who called his own slaves and entrusted his possessions to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, each according to his own ability, and he went on his journey. Immediately the one who had received the 5 talents went and traded with them and gained 5 more talents. In the same manner, one who had received the 2 talents went and got 2 more. But he who received the 1 talent went away, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. Now after a long time, the master of those slaves came and settled accounts with them. The one who had received the 5 talents came up and brought the 5 more, saying, 'Master, you entrusted me with 5. See, I have gained 5 more talents. His master said to him, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master." Also, the one who had received the 2 talents came up and said, "Master, you entrusted 2 talents to me. See, I have gained 2 more talents. His master said to him, "Well done, good and faithful slave. You were faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master." And the one also who had received the 1 talent came up and said, "Master, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you scattered no seed. And I was afraid, and went away and hid your talent in the ground. See, you have what is yours." But his master answered and said to him, "You wicked, lazy slave. You knew that I reap where I did not sow and gather where I scatter no seed. Then you ought to have put my money in the bank. And on my arrival, I would have received my money back with interest. Therefore, take away the talent from him and give it to the one who has the 10 talents. For to everyone who has more shall be given, and he will have an abundance, but from the one who does not have, even that he does have shall be taken away." So this is our stewardship moment. This master entrusted these talents. And I didn't realize it until I started looking into this. This talent is a bag of gold, right? And I read somewhere it's like 20 years worth of wages. So it's not just some pittance. It's a tremendous gift, a tremendous responsibility. We're given tremendous gifts. We're here this morning celebrating our risen Savior. The forgiveness, the unconditional forgiveness of our sins, that's a tremendous gift. With these gifts comes this responsibility. There's an expectation. And there comes a day of accountability, a time of accountability. So we all have gifts. We all have talents, abilities. We have this wonderful message. We need to take care of them. Understand who owns that, where that came from, and serve him. With that, I'm going to invite the children to stand up and be dismissed for Children's Church. And I'll ask our volunteers to come up to take up the offering. Will you join me in prayer? Father God, we do thank you for this beautiful Sunday morning, for this awesome heavenly gift that we celebrate here, of you going to the cross and just taking all our sins with that, and cleansing us and allowing us this opportunity to be before you and connected to you every moment of every day. Lord, you say where two or three are gathered, you are in those midst, and we just claim that promise and understand that you are here this morning. And as we take up these offerings, where we return a little portion of what you've given us back to you, we just pray that you would bless these gifts, multiply them, use them to invest back in your kingdom, and allow us to reflect during this time on all that you've given us, not just our dollars and cents, but our time and values and so forth. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh.
You can be seated. Thank you.
Next week, we'll pick up in Ephesians 4 where we left off. So to encourage you to read chapter 4 of Ephesians, you can get a little bit ahead, and maybe you can guess where I'm going. That all being said, isn't it awesome to be a child of the King? Isn't it awesome to be saved, sanctified, and justified, and set apart for His use? Hallelujah. Amen. Would you join me in prayer? Father, we give You glory. We give You honor. We give You praise, Lord, for You are God and Savior and King, and we celebrate today, Lord, the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We remember, Lord, that because of Him, we can live. Thank You, Lord, for the life eternal that is found in our Savior, Your Son, our Lord Jesus, in whose name we give You praise and thanks. Amen. Amen. Go in peace.